That evening, Calder got a letter. Ripping it open, he grinned. Who else would send him an encoded communication? He hurried up to his room to dig out the pentomino code that he'd made for himself and Tommy before his friend left. Calder decoded the message. Calder, name of kid next door is Frog. Vanished last week. I think kidnapped. Have to stay inside. Mom afraid. New York stinks. Tommy. Worried, he went down to the kitchen to tell his parents the news. Everyone in the Pelay household felt bad. Moving to a new neighborhood was hard enough, but having the kid next door suddenly disappear seemed like a bad joke. Tommy had never known his real father. During the past winter, his mom, Zelda, who worked in the university library, took a vacation with two other women. They went to Bermuda. She came back with a husband. At first, Tommy was very quiet and didn't want to talk about old Fred, as he started calling him. Fred tried hard to be a dad. He played baseball with Tommy in the park. He came to school and met many of the teachers. He took Tommy and Calder to 53rd Street for hot fudge sundaes all the time and let them get any size they wanted. After a while, it seemed like Tommy was starting to like him. And then, old Fred announced, last July 4th, Calder remembered the date because it took the bang right out of the fireworks, that the family would need to move to New York. He had bought a house in the suburbs without even telling Tommy's mom. And of course not the kid, Tommy.